The reading is from Luke chapter 17, verses 11 to 19. On the way to Jerusalem, he was passing along between Samaria and Galilee. And as he entered a village, he was met by 10 lepers who stood at a distance and lifted up their voices, saying, "Jesus, Master, have mercy on us." When he saw them, he said to them, "Go and show yourselves to the priests." And as they went, they were cleansed. Then one of them, when he saw that he was healed, turned back, praising God with a loud voice. And he fell on his face at Jesus' feet, giving him thanks. Now he was a Samaritan. Then Jesus answered, "Were not 10 cleansed? Where are the 9? Was no one found to return and give praise to God except this foreigner?" And he said to him, "Rise and go your way. Your faith has made you well."
ルカによる福音書17章の11節から19節を日本語でお読みします。そしてこのハンドワーク、この紙にある12節のちょっと日本語がおかしいので、ちょっと私聖書から読みます。その頃イエスはエルサレムに登られる途中、サマリアとガリラの境を通られた。ある村に入ると10人の来病人がイエスに出会った。彼らは遠く離れたところに立って声を張り上げて、イエス様、先生、どうぞ憐れんでくださいと言った。イエスはこれを見て言われた。行きなさい、そして自分を祭司に見せなさい。彼らは行く途中で癒された。そのうちの一人は自分の癒されたことが分かると大声で神を褒めたたえながら引き返してきて、イエスの足元にひれ伏して感謝した。彼はサマリア人であった。そこでイエスは言われた。十人癒されたのではないか。9人はどこにいるのか。神を崇めるために戻ってきた者はこの外国人の他には誰もいないのか。それからその人に言われた。立ち上がって行きなさい。あなたの信仰があなたを治したのです。
Good morning.
Good morning.
How are you guys doing?
Good,
good. Our service is a little different today. It is Thanksgiving Sunday, and hopefully today as we come together, that's what we can do. We could give thanks to the Lord. Amen. But before we do that, how about we all stand up and greet our neighbors and give them a great big bless you in the Lord.
Thank you.
Can you bring a chair from there? Hey man, can you use that chair? Can you? Yeah, right there. We don't need it. Yeah, we don't need it now. Thanks, Dave. The story that was read earlier about the 10 lepers, you know, there's several things that we could point out, but I think the most glaring issue about this story is that although 10 were healed, only one came back to give thanks. I don't think it necessarily surprised Jesus, considering if Jesus was the Son of God, he would have known that. And it's interesting that he, even knowing that they would not come back to thank him, he healed them anyways. God is good, amen?
Amen.
His blessings has no strings attached to them. God's blessings are simply that, his blessings. We don't earn it. We don't work for it. We can't earn it. No matter how hard we try, we will always fall short of God's goodness and his blessing. And yet he still gives it to us. And here we see that one man came back, though, to thank him, to praise him, to give him glory and honor. Hopefully, collectively today, we'll have a chance to come back to the Lord and just thank him. I know sometimes church can get busy, you know, especially if you're serving in some capacity, even if you're not, church can be something where it becomes routine, even a burden, right? For some of us, it can become a burden. It's like, oh, I got to go to church. It's Sunday, you know. But really, church is just a time to celebrate God's goodness, to worship him. And today, again, we're going to do something a little different. I was not expecting all of you to come, but I'm glad all of you came. For those of you lucky enough to get a program, in your program was a blank sheet that says, I'm thankful for, and another part of that sheet says, I'm thankful in advance for. In a few moments, we're going to get into a time of reflective worship. And what that will look like is we have several musicians and dancers here. And while they sing their songs and dance, it's really a time for us to reflect back on 2015 and recall and remember and thank God for all of his goodness. I was going to test you guys, but since there's so many guests, there's no test today. That should encourage you to bring more guests. No, just kidding. When I say test, I really wasn't going to test you. But for those of us, and for some of us, it really may be hard to find just one thing we're thankful for. It may be. You know, we may be in that place. But the test is, and what was going to be, if you're having a hard time finding something to be thankful for, it may be an indication of where you are positionally with God. or emotionally with God. You know, if you're having a hard time finding something to be thankful for, it might be more of a heart issue, a complaining heart, a mungling heart, you know, a heart that just is critical, and it's quick, and it's easy to find what's wrong, rather than the 99 things that are right, you know. So I do encourage you, if you're finding a hard time, to maybe just pray, Lord, if I'm in a place of criticism, if I'm being too critical, or if my attitude is not right, Lord, would you fix that? And would you begin to unveil the things I ought to be thankful for? I'll give you some good examples. Lord, I'm thankful for this beautiful weather. Amen. Amen. I'm thankful, Lord, that there's going to be good food and I don't have to worry about what to eat for lunch because that's already prepared. Amen. I'm thankful for not having to be persecuted to come to church. I'm thankful that I don't have to be scared to be Christian here in America. You know, there's so just thankfulness before the Lord, an attitude of thanksgiving, an attitude of gratitude. I was hoping to say more, but I won't. But one more thing I want to say is Psalms 100. We know that we enter into God's courts and enter into God's presence only by the blood of Jesus. Amen. You know, that's how, as Christians, we believe that the sacrifice Jesus made on the cross made a way so that in our unrighteousness, God's righteousness gave us a way to come before God. And that's what we believe as Christians. But as we come before God simply by grace, there are protocols, I believe. And I'm not saying you can never be complaining or, you know, I've done my fair share of complaining to God. But I believe the attitude that the Lord desires for us to have instead of complaining is with thanksgiving and praise. And the song we sang reflects that, and that song is from Psalm 100, verse 4. It says, "Enter his gates with thanksgiving and his courts with praise. Give thanks to him and praise his name. Enter his gates with thanksgiving." A lot of times I think when we come before God, it may be because of a problem, right? That's a good reason to come before God. We need something. A lot of times when we come before God, it's because to change maybe a situation. I need a new car, Lord. I'm looking for a house. I need a house, Lord. I need a raise, Lord. Or I don't know, whatever it may be. I need a wife, Lord. No, I have a wife. God answered that prayer. but I need something. But verse 4 says, enter his gates not with, you know, your problems or things you're anxious about, but enter his gates with thanksgiving. Amen. And his courts with praise. Amen. There's a level of God's presence we enter in with thanksgiving, and then there's another level of his presence we can enter in with praise. And so as our musicians get ready, I want to encourage us. If you know the song, you can go ahead and sing the song along. But more than that, as we listen to these songs, I offer this time to reflect on 2015. And if you have one of these, and if you have a pen, Ginny, do we have any more pens back there?
Yes, we do.
And if you need a pen, there's some pens back there. Just quietly, just go back and get a pen. And just begin to write things you're thankful for. Begin to go before God. You know, you may not have been healed of leprosy, but surely He's done something praiseworthy. And as you go through that, there's another section I'm thankful in advance for. There's so many things that God has promised you. And just begin to thank Him in advance for all the promises He has given you personally. The program is a little off, but the first song will be by Shiho Takeda. And that will be followed by her husband, Ted, followed by Tamal and Marilyn. And then we'll end with Hula, Halau, Baleola, and Cecilia. Let us pray. Father, we are thankful so much. We're so thankful and grateful, Lord, for your goodness over our lives. Father, some of my biggest or greatest fears and anxieties are laughable compared to what others may struggle with. And I thank you so much, Lord, for your protection, for your provision, Lord. While a great part of the world struggles with where they're going to sleep tonight or where they're going to get clean water, Lord, my anxiety is, you know, whether to make turkey or beef this Thanksgiving. Lord, thank you so much for your provision. The next song Ted is going to play in Japanese, it's a piece where it reminds us that God is always with us and we are always with God.